change is gonna come. Oh yeah.
It indeed sounds like change, especially here in Wisconsin with our newly drawn fairer maps. Thank goodness, it's about darn time. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My special guest for today's episode of Sounds Like Change is Yari Aquino. She's the director of campaign communications at Emily's List, helping candidates up and down the ballot talk to voters about reproductive freedoms. Thanks again for being here, Yari. If you've got a question for Yari or I, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Talk to me a little bit about the Kristen Lierley race up in Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District against Tony Weed.
Of course. You know, at a time when reproductive rights are just under attack at states across the country, at the national level, it is so exciting to see a candidate who is also an OBGYN herself, you know, really taking on this fight, really campaigning on this issue. And she's proudly and boldly doing it in a more conservative leaning district. It's somewhere that in the past, historically, she talks about it herself. It was not recommended that she talk about this so openly, but as you know, Roe v. Wade fell, as polling has shown us, as conversations with voters have shown us, reproductive freedom is an issue that resonates with voters across the aisle, across all levels, and it's something that she is proudly running on. So we're really excited. She joined the lawsuit to challenge the draconian ban that went into place in Wisconsin when Roe v. Wade was overturned. And she began practicing in Minnesota to ensure that she could keep seeing patients no matter where the law in Wisconsin stood, since it was in limbo. And she's really someone that we're excited about. She's running a bold campaign, has gotten a lot of much deserved attention, and we're really excited to stand by her.
Yeah, I love it. She comes on every Thursday, folks. You can catch her tomorrow with me at 3:30 here on the Maggie Dawn Show. I love one of her sayings. She's like, we're doing it in the 8th CD with gals, gays, and men of goodwill, because that's what it's about, which I absolutely love.
Yeah.
But returning to these fairer maps, we've had such a gerrymandered set of state legislative maps, both for the state assembly and Senate. We've now got fairer maps. We talked about some of those key races with Dan Schaefer in the first half hour of the show that everybody can find at civicmedia.us. But we've got quite an opportunity here. I mean, what's the agenda? What are we trying to accomplish?
Listen, the reality is in Wisconsin, voters don't have the ballot initiative option that many people think about because of what's going on in different states when it comes to reinstating, restoring, protecting reproductive rights. So honestly, in Wisconsin, electing Democratic pro-choice candidates is critical to protect your reproductive freedom. And that is true at all levels, but in the state legislature, in the state assembly, in the state Senate, that is where abortion bans are designed. That is where they are made. And that is also where protections are designed and made. So it is critical that we elect candidates re-elect candidates like Jody Emerson in Assembly District number 91, Allison Page and Luann Bird, who are two great challengers running against anti-choice incumbents. And we just need to make sure that we first, protect the governor's veto. Right now, we have enough pro-choice Democrats in the state assembly that if abortion bans are passed, one was just passed in Wisconsin in January by Republicans in the state assembly, because we are able to protect the governor's veto power by having enough women and pro-choice men in the state assembly, they are able to make sure that these bans don't go into place. And that is something that elections decide whether we have those protections still. And if with these fair maps, we are energized, we are so excited, because finally, I mean, look at Allison Page's district. Voters have the chance for the first time to elect a Democrat there in over 50 years. That is incredible. It's exciting. And it's what happens when you have fair maps that represent the people who like represent the will of the people.
And to me, the most critical first step and the thing that has kept me up at night is that Republicans came so close to a veto-proof supermajority.
Yeah.
that I was afraid. And folks, again, independents, moderate swing voters out there, we have a chance to bring reasonability and compromise and make that necessary in the Wisconsin state legislature, both on the assembly and Senate side. And compromise and reasonableness are what we as Wisconsinites all agree about. We're a purple state. So let's make sure that one side doesn't have total control. Let's at least start with that and move forward from there. Of course, as a Dem, I'm not going to lie, I'd love to see Democratic control of both the state legislature and assembly. But as I speak to each and every one of you out there, it has been far too long that our state government has been whipsawed around by highly partisan policy. And that has not served the citizens of the state of Wisconsin well. We haven't solved our childcare problems and what I'm going to call the things that our families deeply care about. And this is one of them. Reproductive freedom is one of them. And so we have that opportunity now up and down the ballot, including, and perhaps more importantly or most importantly for each of you as Wisconsinites, in the state assembly and legislative races. At the end of the day, all the chips are on the table. Yari, thank you so much. Any closing thoughts? We got about 30 seconds left.
I would just say, get out there, please. If you're listening, knock doors, volunteer for your local candidates, because voters are right there on the line and you have the power to decide what happens this November.
I love it. Thanks so much. That's Yari Aquino, Director of Campaign Communications at Emily's List, where she works to advise candidates on how to talk to voters about reproductive freedom. You can find out more at www.emilyslist.org. When we come back, I've got Abigail Disney, yes, that Disney, to talk about inequality in her brand new documentary film for this episode of Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money on the Civic Media Radio Network.